As we like to say in my family, pop quiz. What do these phrases have in common? Pardon me, sir, I did not do it on purpose. I haven't had champagne in a long time. Make the world better. Applaud my friends, the comedy is finished. Don't you dare ask God to help me. I'm so bored with it all. Where is my clock? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Pencils down. If you said that those were all the purported last words of some famous folk, you would be right. Pardon me, sir, I did not do it on purpose, is what Marie Antoinette said on her way to the guillotine. I haven't had champagne in a long time, are the last words of the playwright Anton Chekhov. Make the world better was the final admonition of the suffragette, anti-slavery activist, and Unitarian, Lucy Stone. Applaud, my friends, the comedy is finished, is attributed to Ludwig von Beethoven. Although there are those who say that his last words were actually the more poignant, in heaven I shall hear. Don't you dare ask God to help me, is what the actress Joan Crawford said when her housekeeper began to pray for her. I'm so bored of it all, was what Winston Churchill had to say. And it was Salvador Dali who asked, where is my clock? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Were the last words of Steve Jobs. Famous last words. There's such a fascination with people's last words. That's probably because they are a person's last words, the final expression of their thought. So it's touching that the last words of the poet T.S. Eliot was simply the name of his wife, Valerie. It's fitting that the, what I'll call, musical comedian Spike Mulligan is supposed to have said, I told you I was sick. That's apparently on his tombstone as well. And it's both moving and rather astonishing that Leonardo da Vinci is remembered as having left this life with this last thought. I have offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality it should have. Last words are considered by some, at least, to be so meaningful that the Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa is said to have said, don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something important. Now, an alternative perspective was given by Karl Marx, who shouted at the people who had come into his room to ask for his last words. Get out, he said, get out. Last words are for fools who haven't said enough. Well, I've been thinking about last words a lot of late. Next Sunday will be my last Sunday as the lead minister of this community of ministers, which makes next Sunday's sermon my last sermon. Quite possibly my last sermon anywhere for a very long time, as I'm not moving on to serve another congregation after this. For better or worse, you've spoiled me for everyone else. I've calculated that over the quarter of a century that I've served Unitarian Universalist congregations and the wider Unitarian Universalist movement, I've preached somewhere around 1,000 sermons. And because my average sermon is 2,500 words in length, that means I've preached something like 25,000 words. which doesn't count blog posts, bulletin columns, and board reports. One might say that I've said enough, but just try to get a preacher to stop speaking. This morning, I want to play with the last words of a figure worth paying attention to, Shakyamuni Buddha. Now, I know in the description of this service, I said that I'd also be exploring the last words of St. Francis, but when I got to that point in my writing, I realized this would have been an all-day affair, so I'm going to leave that for a blog. Today, you get just Buddha, if that's not enough. It is said that as the Buddha lay dying, his disciples were worried about life after he had gone. Who will be our teacher? They asked. His response, be ye lamps unto yourself. Therefore, Ananda, be ye lamps unto yourselves. Rely on yourselves and do not rely on external help. Hold fast to the truth as to a lamp. Seek salvation alone in truth. Look not for assistance to anyone beside yourselves. He was here hearkening back to something he had said earlier. Don't go by reports, by legends, by traditions, by scripture, by logical conjecture, by inference, by analogies, by agreement through pondering views, by probability, or by the thought, this contemplative is our teacher. When you know for yourselves that these qualities are skillful, these qualities are blameless, these qualities are praised by the wise, these qualities, when adopted and carried out, lead to welfare and to happiness, then you should enter and remain in them. Don't believe something just because someone said it was true. No matter how important they are, no matter how wise they are thought to be or have been. Try it on for yourself. Kick the tires a bit. Live with the idea. Live in the idea. And if you can tell in your own life that it's true, then believe it and follow that teaching. What an incredibly Unitarian Universalist idea. At our best and worst, we UUs refuse to believe anything someone else said simply because they said it. At our best, and again, at our worst, for there is both an upside and a downside to this, we hold our own experienced truths to be the most important. Don't we, after all, covenant to affirm and promote the principle of the free and responsible search for truth and meaning? We do. And in many ways, that is a good thing. There is a lot of false truth out there. So much of what has been and is still being taught is harmful, dangerous even. As the pioneering Unitarian religious educator Sophia Lyon-Faz put it, some beliefs are like walled gardens. They encourage exclusivity and the feeling of being especially privileged. Other beliefs are expansive and lead the way into wider and deeper sympathies. Some beliefs are divisive, separating the saved from the unsaved, friends from enemies. Other beliefs are bonds in a world community, where sincere differences beautify the pattern. Some beliefs are rigid, like the body of death, impotent in a changing world. Other beliefs are pliable, like the young sapling, ever growing with the upward thrust of life. That's why you use affirm the free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Our faith tradition is often derided as one in which you can believe anything you want. You can't. That's not what we stand for. Some beliefs are encouraging of exclusiveness, are divisive, are rigid, and impotent in a changing world. Not all truth is created equal. And that's why our so-called fourth principle is not just a call to engage our own individual searching, but to do so in the context of a community. We often fail one another on this score, though. I remember the woman who said to me that she had been so happy, so relieved when she found Unitarian Universalism, finally found a religion that didn't tell her what to believe, but encouraged her to build her own theology, as a well-known adult education program puts it. She was excited to find a church that encouraged her to discover what it was that she believed. It's 10 years later now, though, she said, and I have never been helped to discover what it is that I believe. What I call our spiritual don't ask, don't tell policy, in which we ensure our openness to diversity by tacitly agreeing to never actually talk about what we believe at any depth, that does us harm, both as individuals and as a community. We may sing the wonderful Shelley Jackson Denham hymn, "We Laugh, We Cry," but we don't do well at putting it into action. The last verse is, "We seek elusive answers to the questions of this life. We seek to put an end to all the waste of human strife. We search for truth, equality, and blessed peace of mind. And then we come together here to make sense of what we find." It's that last part we so often fall short on. And because we fall short on that, we don't too often push one another, challenge one another, really encourage one another to grow and deepen our understanding of what it is to live this life between the twin realities of being born and having to die. After a previous sermon on the topic of spiritual searching, a parishioner came up to me and said, with no apparent awareness of the irony, "If anyone wants to talk to me, wants to talk about figuring out their beliefs, have them come talk to me, because I am really clear about what I believe, because I've believed the same thing since in my teens." I responded by saying, "Well, maybe it's time that you question those beliefs." I was thinking, maybe it's well past time. After all, as the bumper sticker says, "If you can't change your mind, how do you know you still have one?" Thomas Merton, in one of my favorite quotes from him, said, "If the you of 5 years ago does not find the you of today a heretic, then you're not growing spiritually." If the you of 5 years ago does not find the you of today a heretic, then you are not growing spiritually. The free and responsible search for truth and meaning is a call to an ongoing search for truth and meaning, not an encouragement to the calcification of what we already believe. We are called to keep asking questions, keep discovering new truths and deeper understandings. Keep learning. Keep growing. Keep evolving. Because this is, as Sophia Lyon Foss so sagely noted, a changing world. We need to keep changing too, or we're not growing spiritually. My last sermon at the first congregation I served was titled, "Everything I've Said Was Wrong." That's because no metaphor, no analogy, no scripture, no sermon contains the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Any attempt to put truth into words will ultimately fail because, as the contemplatives in every religious tradition know, the most important truths, the ultimate truths, can't be put into words. That's why the author of the Tao Te Ching began the very first chapter of that brilliant book, "The Tao That Can Be Spoken Isn't the Eternal Tao." St. Thomas Aquinas said, "If you think you understand it, then it isn't God. If you think you understand it, then it isn't life. If you can put it into words, then it's not the ultimate truth." Next week, I'll be offering my last words. This morning, I offer my penultimate words. Don't believe something to be true, no matter how wise the source. Even if that source is your own self of 5, 10, 15 years ago, maybe even this morning, keep asking, keep discovering, keep seeking new truths and deeper understandings, keep learning, keep growing, keep evolving, and then please do accept the challenge to come here together to make sense of what you found. Let's take a moment of silence.